Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Last night, Thursday night football, you had the Bills getting stomped out by the Houston Texans defense.
You know, Josh Allen. Is the best, statistically, that's the best defense in the league.
Well, they looked like it last night, dude.
Yeah.
They looked like it last night. They sacked him 8 times, picked him off twice, recovered a fumble.
I didn't get to the Moose. They one of the few teams to get to the Moose and get him down every time.
They're fast.
Because they got fast Mooses themselves.
All of their Mooses are so fast.
Daniel Hunter, Will Anderson.
He got annihilated yesterday.
That's not the team you could do that backyard things, you know, that backyard play with. Like, you can't.
Because they more athletic than
right.
You.
Like, he turned. There was a lot of times he was, like, doing that back. He turned around, boom, right into a sack. Like, you can't do that with a team with that much speed and power on the outside. Nah, bro. He got hurt.
I mean, it goes to show you that as great as some of these quarterbacks are, sometimes you need a well-timed effort, meaning that you need to throw the ball with timing to avoid some of that. He never seemed to do that. Like, every ball was thrown after, like, 3 seconds.
He was hurt, bro. That's a game like that, what happens? Is that like you're in the training room for, like, you know, 3-4
hours? No, because it's a road game, so you might
I'm talking about when you get back. Yeah, when you get back.
When you get home, because it's going to be late, you just go to sleep, you get up, because you got to get up in the morning. They probably have something on Friday where you just go and kind of burn, you know, kind of get some kind of workout in. And then the weekend, yeah, you got a couple of extra days. They might give them until next Wednesday off. You did Monday's work on Friday.
We've seen them rally back. I mean, they did this a couple of years ago when the Dolphins yacked up the division. I mean, we've seen them come from behind in the back, you know, third of the season.
Yeah, but this team is structurally different. Like, they don't protect as well. We tend to always say this, that the quarterback is so good it doesn't matter who you have at wide receiver. Well, in a game like that, it does matter. Those guys got to separate.
They missed,
and it wasn't happening. So he was holding on to the ball, playing right into the hands of Houston.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously knew. I mean, they wouldn't have made such a push for Waddle if they felt comfortable with their skills. It just doesn't seem like there was much out there for them to go get for him. We saw, sometimes these teams get too cute with the weapons when they have the quarterback. They think, we could just have whatever.
Put anybody in there.
You know, and the Chiefs kind of, you know, obviously the Patriots for years ruined that, and so did the Chiefs a little bit. But even they got to a point where it was like, hey, you need to give him some weapons. Like, it can't be nobody. It can't be just you know, Kelce breaking down.
Well, the difference between what Kansas City did in New England, Kansas City won championships with elite speed on offense. And they kind of lost that for a couple of years, and they won again. And so they thought, well, okay, we don't have to go out and spend big money or use draft capital for this. But then they start struggling. So now they're trying to get back to that. what New England did. New England had guys that fit their offense to a T. So they didn't necessarily have that big play threat except for Randy. The year they had Randy Moss, but they had guys who were going to be where you want them to be. They ran through the tight end. They did a lot of that intermediate stuff, but the guys that did it were really, really good at it. And so it's a little bit different in that Buffalo doesn't have that kind of game to go to. All they have is Cook.
Schmeathan says, you know this ends with Tyreek going to Buffalo next year. I mean, I guess, dude, but listen, I don't know. Right. I don't know what he's going to be like. Like, he's, first of all, he looks, I mean, if you've seen any of the videos of him, he's like, this is a really bad injury that he's coming back from. Guy can barely walk right now.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, I wonder if they put any pins in.
I don't know.
Because sometimes they put pins to hold everything.
His knee was facing the other direction. I mean, this is something that could take multiple surgeries, you know? Like that,
right. But that's what I mean. The multiple surgeries is they set it, they put pins in it, and then the next surgery is take the pins out. So that's where we're going there. But, yeah, it's depending on what else was damaged. Sometimes you can dislocate something, and they put it back in place, and there's no bone breaks or ligament damage or anything like that, and the recovery is a little different. By him needing surgery, I'm assuming that there were some other kind of injuries, and they had to structurally fix the ankle. Now, the thing about ankles is I don't know how you maintain your speed if you lose range of motion. And that'll be the thing, the determining factor of how Tyreek's going to look, because he may be able to run, but without that mobility with that ankle, he's going to look like he's mashing ants.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, right now they're still like one of the top wild card teams, but just by a game, like they're holding on to it, yeah, man.
They got tiebreakers.
They don't have the Houston tiebreaker anymore. Right. Houston's on their heels.
Yeah, but they got the Ravens thing and the Chiefs.
Buffalo good enough to use this phrase. Just get to the playoffs and we can do something there.
No.
See?
No. Because I've been telling you guys that somebody's been on the foreman and you're like, no, why should he be on? Come on. That's the last night's the reason why I've been saying Sean McDermott's on the foreman grill. And if he doesn't get them to the Super Bowl, they look like a wild card loss. They look like a wild card.
Well, the problem is he's the defensive coach, and their defense is getting abused. Well, then,
guess what? If your defense is getting abused, and you haven't been able.
You think they hire Daboll? Don't they have Brady? Do they have Brady?
They got Brady.
Joe Brady's their offensive coordinator.
But he's on the foreman, and it's just been turned up a little bit.
I mean, obviously, any coach that is out there, and we've talked about this with the Dolphins, is like, there's not like this great bevy of coaches that are out there, like this huge hotbed of prospects. I know everybody's kind of into Chris Shula, the Rams defensive coordinator, because of what he's been doing with them, especially to Sam Darnold and whatnot. But
do we need a defensive coach or do we need an offensive coach?
The Dolphins?
It depends on who your quarterback is.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think anything's going to happen until after next year.
We don't know. I mean, like, the Dolphins are like, look, it's nice what they've done. I mean, it's cool. It's great to see that they haven't given up on McDaniel. That wasn't a well-played football game that they just had.
No, it wasn't.
I'm not sitting – like, I don't think the guy – they may just do that because it's status quo and that's the best to do it, but I don't think Mike McDaniel's proven anything yet other than, okay, his team doesn't pack it in about him, but there's still a lot of things about the team where you're just like, oh, all right.
No, I'm not saying that they're doing it because Mike McDaniel, you know, is doing anything. I'm saying they do it because if you're going to have Tua for another year, you might as well keep his coach. To say we're going to keep Tua for another year and then bring in a new coach with a new offense, now you're giving, you know, it's almost like Tua can't play in this offense, blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's all up for grabs. Like, I don't think we can make any determinations till the season's over. Because I think if they go and they go on a run, okay, I'll see that argument. But you know, people still will think, be concerned that it's not good enough. If they go in the toilet, then I can see them not going with Tua. If Tua gets hurt again, what if Tua, you know, gets another concussion? You know, it's too much of a wild card to know or make any definitive statements that Tua's for sure going to be back. Mike McDaniel's going to sure fry be back. Like, it's,
I mean,
it's too much. Yeah, it's just too much in flux.
I'm just keeping it real. That's it, like, I'm going with, if everything, you know, if Tua doesn't get hurt or whatever, Tua will be your quarterback next year.
It depends on the record. Like, what is the record, though, that has to be? Like, if they're 7-10, like, you think you're just okay with them just going back and rolling back the same thing?
It's not a matter of being okay with the result. The problem is that who's going to take a job that has $100 million in dead cap?
Supposedly, it's a very, I mean, like, look, all this stuff is just out there because, you know, who knows what the report's true, but supposedly it's a coveted job. I think everybody looks at it as a glamour market with an owner who's going to spend. If you get to start off fresh and pick everything, I mean, Sean Payton went to the same situation in Dallas.
Yeah, but see, the one thing, I mean, in Denver?
Denver, excuse me.
The one thing about Sean Payton, though, is he is a guy who's had success and could make a move like that, and they were patient with it, right? Like, when they took that hit with Russ, they just took the hit, and they were going to be patient because it was Sean Payton that was a coach. Who's the coach that you're going to bring in that you can do that and eat that cap money, knowing it's going to be a couple of years?
I think everybody knows.
And weather the storm of the team being bad, because all you're going to start talking about is getting rid of the next coach.
I don't think it's fair to do that.
Nobody's like that patient, though, man.
I don't know what you, like, what do you have this whole thing of people aren't patient? Like, the first of all, this guy has been here for 4 years. His record's gotten worse every single year. He's definitely gotten patience. The previous GM was here for,
that's not what I'm,
was in charge
about,
for a decade, and has been here for 20 plus years. So the ownership has been patient.
But the point that I'm making is this: with $100 million in dead cap, and you know it's going to take 2 or 3 years, you're going to have to hire a guy that everybody's going to feel comfortable with seeing it through. If you bring in a young new coach and he struggles the first 2 years, everybody going to want to run him out too.
I don't know, dude. I think that's
so what I'm saying is,
I think it's a weird way to go about decisions. Like, we can't, because nobody will be patient with whoever we bring in. Like, let's just say they brought in Chris Shula. Like, let's just say, hey, this is going to be your first gig. You know it's going to stink. Like, I mean, Stephen Ross has allegedly offered to pay for losses before because he wants to tank and get it right. Like, I think that's all the guy really wants. I think the fan base, does this feel like a fan base that's backing McDaniel and Tua right now? Not really. So you don't think that understanding is going to be there?
So, all right. I know what this looks like, right? I know how fans react to just losing. Regardless of what your situation is, you making it sound like people are going to be understanding if they bring in a young new coach and they struggle the first 2 years. They're not.
You only have 3 years in all of sports show something.
Yeah, but so why, if you're a young coach, would you take a job that you know is going to be 2-3 years and you might not even be able to see it through?
But if you're showing improvement those 2-3 years, I think they'll do it. Like, Dan Campbell was a young coach, and they started out 0-11. Then they started the next year 1-6. They finished 8-9. Guess what? They showed signs of progression.
I understand all that. All I'm doing is putting up all the reasons and scenarios as to why I don't know if I would go that route. I understand going that route. I'm not saying don't do it.
Because here's the flip to that, Leroy. You keep McDaniel into another year, and you still get bad. You still get worse.
Right.
Now you might have just put yourself even further away.
Then your presentation to any coach or GM is that we have a clean slate.
You can have a clean slate now.
But not with being able to do anything with it. If you were to create a clean slate now, you actually make yourself more limited.
Well, it didn't matter. The Dolphins, when they did it with Flores, he had a clean slate, and they still sucked. Like, it's not like it makes it – if you're going to be bad, you're going to be bad. Like, it's not about, like, having the clean slate or the assets. It's just, like, you gotta determine also the now of your team of, like, is this good enough? Because we've seen it go both ways for franchises. You have not everybody's come into just ideal clean slate situations. Most of the time, you have to work your way out of a mess. So we'll see. I just think that barring this guy making a miracle playoff run, I just don't know what's left for him to show or what he's done to really show this belief that the ownership should have in him.
Well, I didn't say all that.
I'm not saying you are. I'm asking. I'm just saying. Like, I don't think he's done. I just don't think he's done enough yet to just warrant. All right, everybody's back. It's like, dude, they tooth and nailed it against a. You know, not very impressive. And
he's lucky that they won that game. Let's be real.
Super lucky they won that game, and they didn't put up any points against an awful defense.
Because if they lost that game, that's a fireable offense on the plane ride. Like, if I was Stephen Ross, I would have been like, thinking about that loss. And here's the other thing. Last point, right? If you bring them back next year, and then they start off like they've had the last two seasons, and they've had slow starts, then what are you going to tell the fan base? You're going to fire him in the middle of the season?
Right.
When you could have just fired him before the season began?
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.